applying the law of Dharma or purpose in life.
I will put the law of Dharma into effect by making a commitment to take the following steps. 1. I will spend time in silence every day to get in touch with my higher spiritual self. By experiencing my higher self, I will experience the law of pure potentiality. I will set aside 30 minutes in the morning and 30 minutes in the evening. I need not do anything. I will just listen, and the world will freely offer itself to me. 2. I will make a list of my unique talents. Then I will list 3 things that I love to do while expressing my talents. When I express my unique talents and use them in the service of humanity, I lose track of time and create abundance in my life as well as the lives of others. 3. I will ask myself daily, how can I serve and how can I help? The answers to these questions will allow me to help and serve my fellow human beings with love. The 7 spiritual laws of success are powerful principles that will enable you to attain self-mastery. If you put your attention on these laws and practice the steps outlined above, you will see that you can manifest anything you want, all the affluence, money, and success that you want. You will also see that your life becomes more joyful and abundant in every way. For these laws are also the spiritual laws of life that make living worthwhile. There is a natural sequence for the application of these laws in your daily life that may help you to remember them. The law of pure potentiality is experienced through silence, through meditation, through non-judgment, through communion with nature. But it is activated by the law of giving. And the principle here is to learn to give that which you seek. That's how you activate the law of pure potentiality. If you seek affluence, give it. If you seek money, give money. If you seek love, appreciation, and affection, then learn to give love, appreciation, and affection. Through your actions in the law of giving, you activate your karma. You create good karma, and good karma makes everything easy. You notice that you don't have to expend a lot of effort to fulfill your desires, which automatically leads to an understanding of the law of least effort. And when everything is easy and effortless, and your desires keep getting fulfilled, you spontaneously begin to understand the law of intention and desire. This then makes it easy for you to practice the law of detachment. Finally, as you begin to understand all the above laws, you begin to focus on your true purpose in life, which leads to the law of Dharma. And through the use of this law, by expressing your unique talents and fulfilling the needs of your fellow humans, you will create unlimited wealth, abundance, and joy in your life. We are travelers on a cosmic journey, stardust swirling and dancing in the eddies and whirlpools of infinity. Life is eternal, but the expressions of life are ephemeral, momentary, transient. Gautama Buddha, the founder of Buddhism, once said, "This existence of ours is as transient as autumn clouds." To watch the births and deaths of beings is like looking at the movements of a dance. A lifetime is like a flash of lightning in the sky, rushing by like a torrent down a steep mountain. We have stopped for a moment to encounter each other, to meet, to love, to share. This is a precious moment, but it is transient. It is a little parenthesis in eternity. If we share with caring, lightheartedness, and love, we will create abundance and joy for each other. And then, this moment will have been worthwhile.